Anti-Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
All right, so I have three must-have supplements for women. Now, we know that men and women, you know, were created equal, but we obviously have some differences, and I don't need to go into that. But because of those differences, I really do believe most women could benefit from a little nutritional tailoring to their specific needs. So I want to talk about that. But before we do, this is an important part of this segment, because I do believe that regardless of whether you're a man or a woman, and really regardless of the age, as long as you're an adult, say starting sometime in your 20s all the way up to the rest of your life, there are some core foundational supplements that everybody should be taking. So I'm going to run through those quickly, and then we'll get into the three supplements for women. First off, everybody should be taking a daily multivitamin. You know, even if you're eating well, good organic food, raw food, however you decide to eat, the soils are so poor today. And a tomato today, it's just not a tomato what it was 100 years ago. So a good multivitamin, high quality from a good company, Life Extension, Source Naturals, Twin Labs, those are good companies making some good products. You want to make sure you do a properly dosed multivitamin, not the recommended daily intake that basically keeps you from having deficiencies. We're talking about optimizing health. Once you got that multivitamin on board, then we got to do the omega-3 oils. That's very important. They help to ease inflammation. They're good for your brain, your heart. And then you got CoQ10. That is all about cell energy production, very important for everybody. And then, of course, we got to take care of your gut. I often teach people you're only as healthy as your gut. If you can't digest food, absorb nutrients, and eliminate waste, you're just not going to be that healthy. So a probiotic is a product that replenishes healthy gut bacteria that help you to do all of those things that your gut needs to do. So right there, four foundational products for everybody. But what about women? What are the three specific things I want to talk about today? What products could I be talking about here for women? Number one is maca. I really like maca for women. This is herbaceous plant, and boy, it really does well for women in that perimenopausal and menopausal state in life. There was a study done out of the International Journal of Biomedical Science in 2006 that showed an 80% improvement in hot flashes, night sweats, and mood swings. 87% with maca. And it's also, you know, in that study and some other studies, it's been shown to enhance libido. Right? An active sex life is very important for us as we get older. That's some doctors call that anti-aging. And a lot of women do struggle with that libido. So maca helps there too. And then there's some other benefits from this herb. Antidepressive benefits, anti-anxiety effects. As a matter of fact, a really good study in the journal Menopause in 2008 showed both of those, antidepression and anti-anxiety with maca. We don't, you know, the question is how does maca, how does this herb help women? How is it really doing these things? Well, that's still up for debate. However, it probably has to do with a couple of different amino acids and chemicals, one being arginine, another one being histamine. It seems that maca helps to regulate arginine and histamine in the body that is very important for vascular stability. And as women go through the change in life, often that's characterized by vascular instability. So maybe that's where maca is helping. You want to do about 500 milligrams to a gram a day. And this is important. I want to say this. It has to do with standardization. What we like to do at Life Extension is we look at the ingredients, say, you know, in this case, maca, and we ask ourselves, what's really the key component in this herbaceous plant that's really given the benefits? And it turns out there's a type of chemical that's actually called a macamide. That's what it's called, a macamide. So you want to make sure that you do a product that's at least 6%. Of macamides out of that 500 to a gram a day. So that's number one. Number two, we have saffron. It's not just good for cooking. If you are a cook, you know about saffron. It gives a real richness. I've talked about it before, a real richness to foods and stews, a really nice color. And we know, based on survey reports, that many women, I mean, if you go out and just do surveys, which a lot of medical centers do, certain websites like WebMD, and you just ask what are the main issues that women are concerned about, a vast majority of them do talk about food cravings, specifically sugars, those sugar cravings in the mid-afternoon, and weight issues. That's what the survey's results show us. And it turns out saffron can actually help to combat both of those by targeting a woman's brain chemistry. And it seems to be a dopamine and serotonin reuptake inhibitor, which means that it keeps these important neurotransmitters floating around between brain cells longer for a better effect. As a matter of fact, a lot of the drugs that we use for depression, they are serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and that's what saffron is doing here. Two very important neurotransmitters that play a role in mood and appetite. As a matter of fact, according to a research study, saffron was able to minimize snacking significantly. Women were given 176 milligrams of saffron extract per day for 8 weeks, and it decreased by twofold their in-between meal snacking. I mean, that's pretty powerful for a nice natural spice. In that same study, and this was published in Nutrition Research in 2012, so just last year, they also reported a reduced need to snack after the 8 weeks, but in addition to that, they lost 2 pounds. but they weren't really dieting. They were really controlling that food craving, that sugar craving that many women feel in mid-afternoon. It's about 100 milligrams a day is probably where you need to be. The study used a little bit more, but most of the products out there are about 100 milligrams a day, and that probably is around the right dose. The third nutrient that I think all women should take would be a cruciferous vegetable extract. And this has all, well, there's a couple things. First, cruciferous vegetables are really good for helping a woman's body metabolize estrogens. Now, when you talk about estrogen as a hormone, what you're really talking about is probably hundreds, if not thousands, of variant forms of estrogen. There's many in the body. And some of these estrogens are very healthy for women. They actually promote healthy cell growth, and they can protect from cancer. But yet some of the estrogen metabolites in a woman's body is less healthy, even maybe proliferative, maybe cancer-causing. Let me give you an example. One form of estrogen that is healthy is called 2-hydroxyestrone. A less healthy one is called 16-hydroxyestrone. And as a woman gets older, the 2-hydroxy form drops, and the 16-hydroxy form, which is the less healthy form, increases. You can actually measure that in your body, by the way. It's a urine test. It's called the 2-16 ratio. And you can look at how much healthy estrogen you have compared to the less healthy. So we want the healthy estrogens up, and we want the less healthy estrogens down, and that's where cruciferous vegetables can play a very big role for women. They contain two different compounds that are probably giving us this benefit. One is called diendomethane, or DIM, and the other one is IC3, indole-3-carbonyl. These two compounds in the cruciferous vegetables, which range from broccoli, kale, cauliflower, so an extract is probably going to be a blend of those different vegetables. Well, they contain DIM and I3C, and those two compounds are able to shunt all the estrogens more towards the healthier ones, so that 2-16 ratio can improve. And then besides that, cruciferous vegetables are probably anti-cancer, so they can play into a cancer prevention type regimen. So there you go. Three supplements for women: maca for the menopause symptoms, saffron for that midday snacking, and then you have, of course, the cruciferous vegetables to help manage the estrogens better and maybe even be cancer prevention. So there you go. So this is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.